AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz is setting things in motion to make good on his threat to oust Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Gaetz's plan is to use a rare procedural tool called a motion to vacate.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing it this week.
The move comes after the House passed a bill to avert a government shutdown. Gaetz and other critics have said McCarthy has failed to be the conservative leader the Republican Party needs.
It is going to be difficult for my Republican friends to keep calling President Biden feeble while he continues to take Speaker McCarthy's lunch money in every negotiation.
McCarthy does not appear to be too worried about his future.
I'm focused on getting the job done. I'm proud of the record of what we've been able to accomplish so far. We've got a lot more to do.
The motion to vacate the chair has only been used twice in the past century. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Donald Trump in a New York courtroom today for a civil trial. The state attorney general's lawsuit accusing him, his two eldest sons, and Trump Organization executives of exaggerating the wealth of his holdings, including Mar-a-Lago.
The judge ruled last week that Trump committed fraud in his business dealings. The non-jury trial concerns six remaining claims in the lawsuit, including allegations of conspiracy, falsifying business records, and insurance fraud. The judge said that neither side sought a jury and that state law doesn't allow for juries when suits seek not only money, but a court order setting out something a defendant must do or not do.
The UN Security Council has voted to send a multinational force to Haiti to help combat violent gangs there. And the EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell in Ukraine today saying for Europe, Russia's invasion is an existential threat.
Maybe it's not being seen like this for everybody around the world, but for us, Europeans, allow me to repeat it, it's an existential threat.
This is AP News. The Nobel Prize in Medicine awarded to two researchers for work that led to COVID vaccines.
Dr. Drew Weissman, an infectious disease professor at the University of Pennsylvania, was quick to point out,
this isn't a new thing.
He and his co-honoree started working on the mRNA technology in the 90s, often discussing its potential.
Vaccines and therapeutics and gene therapies.
His collaborator, Dr. Katie Carrico, is only the 13th woman to win the Nobel Prize in Medicine.
Somebody likes to solve puzzle.
And says it takes patience.
Having somebody to cure something is just so wonderful.
Dr. Carrico got the call from the Nobel Committee. She contacted Dr. Weissman.
This has to be a prank. Some anti-vaxxers.
But when they watched the announcement, they knew it was real. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.